Welcome to This Bible Podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in. Will you introduce yourself, your pronouns, where you are, what you do, and how you identify, and whatever Sure. that means for you?
My name is Chelsea Constant. My pronouns are she, her. I live in Dublin, California, and I am a pastor starting a new Christian community in Dublin that's focused around deconstructed Christianity and coming to faith from a lens of how can we incorporate it into our daily lives and have it be something that helps us to grow and to love ourselves and our community better. And especially how can we engage children and families in that? Because I know me personally, I'm in the generation of people who, mostly left the church. And I still, on my good days, feel like it's worth being here sometimes and see how it has, impacted and helped me kind of be the person that I hope to be on my good days in life. And I hope that for my child and for other generations of kids. So I identify as a mom. I have a 20-month-old little son, Theo, and I identify as, this is such an interesting question. I identify as an Enneagram 2, if anyone's into the Enneagram. I have a 3 wing, but definitely a 2. I identify as an extrovert who also is shy, which is kind of a fun combination. And I identify as a San Jose Sharks hockey fan and a RuPaul Drag Race fan. So there are my identities.
Those are amazing identities. I want to affirm your identity because I'm here for it. We're talking about Ash Wednesday. What do you think about Ash Wednesday and Lent? And what are those things like say to you and mean to you? And how do you kind of prepare for them and sink into them?
Yeah, it was interesting when you said that we'd be talking about Ash Wednesday. The very first thing that came to my mind was probably one of the most profound Ash Wednesday experiences I've ever had. I starting in high school, I think, started doing the ash on the forehead thing. And I just love all those Christian rituals that are like deeply weird. And you're walking around with ash on your forehead, like, yeah, this is weird. And it reminds me that I can, life is funkier than I often let it be. And so that was a really meaningful ritual and experience for me. And I made sure that I did that all through college and all through seminary. And then my last year of seminary, there was the first Ash Wednesday in, at that point, 8 years or something, that I wasn't able to go to a ashes service. And I was really sad about it. I was working as a chaplain at the time at the VA hospital in Durham. And we had to do an overnight shift every week. And so my overnight shift was on Wednesdays. And that meant I had to be at the hospital at 3:00 and didn't have time to go get my ashes. So I had kind of like thought about imposing them myself because we had ashes there for people who wanted them imposed, but that felt weird. And so I didn't. And I remember just really being quite sad about it. And later that evening, one of the rooms that I ended up getting called to was a woman who had come into the emergency room. And I don't remember exactly why she had come in anymore at this point, but basically what had been happening was she had been diagnosed with aggressive cancer and had chosen not to get treated for it and had also chosen not to tell her family. that any of this was happening. And so her body had responded to the situation. Her family had taken her to the emergency room and had heard from the doctors for the first time that this woman, matriarch of their family, was dying, and that she had been unwilling to tell them that she was dying, which was its own weight to hear, and that she had been unwilling to treat her sickness because she wanted to live in this space of denial that it was happening to her. And so I remember sitting in that hospital room with her family, and just talking through with them that whole evening for hours about what it was to sit in that space of suddenly confronting mortality, confronting the fact that their wife, their mom, their grandmother's life was going to end, and that it was going to end soon. And for her, talking about what it was like to acknowledge that own vulnerability within herself, that she was going to die, and that she did not want to leave her family behind. She didn't want them to be sad, and so she hadn't told them because she didn't want them to be sad. And she, in some ways, was ready, which is why she hadn't pursued treatment, but she wasn't ready to let her family be sad about it. And it's taken me several years to reflect on what that experience was and why it was so profound on Ash Wednesday. But for me, every Ash Wednesday, I come back to it and I think about it. And I think about just how hard it is to confront our mortality, that we are beings who are finite. We are beings who are going to die. Our loved ones are going to die. We are ashes and dust and the breath of God. And how much shame there can be wrapped up in that when our bodies are not doing what we want them to do, whether it's having a diagnosis that is going to lead to sickness or treatment options that feel scary or death, whether it's chronic pain, whether it's struggles with infertility, whatever it is, there can be so much shame in the fact that we live in these bodies that are not superhero bodies, and that inevitably will break and will decay and will die. And what I love about the story of Ash Wednesday and what is so meaningful to me about it and about Lent is that it says, that's okay. You don't have to be ashamed that your body will break down or is breaking down. It doesn't have to be okay in a way that, like, it's fine, don't worry about it, you know, it's not painful anymore. But it is okay to experience that pain. It is okay to experience that sorrow. It is okay to have a body that, you know, for me, is starting to sprout white hairs and wrinkles and have some aches and pains when I wake up in the morning. Yay, 30s. you know, that story that this is who God made you to be, and you can embrace that vulnerability and be okay, is really powerful. And I think for me, that's what Ash Wednesday is about, is that willingness to say, I can love my body and myself and who I've been created to be, and I can love this life where there will be death at the end of it.
Yeah. I think, like, taking that space to say, like, oh, things are bad, right? And that, and it's okay to acknowledge that things are bad. You know, I love that we are in a religion that says, like, we're going to take space for that. We're going to take a day and a season to, like, know that death is a part of what we are doing. You're born, and from that day forward, you're dying, right?
Yeah. And that you can't hack your way out of it, because I feel like one of the messages that can be so prevalent in our society is, like, well, yeah, you may be aging, but, like, there are all these anti-aging things that you can get, which no shade to those. Like, but I think sometimes we get into this feeling of we need to feel so self-empowered that we can have ultimate control over ourselves. And that if we were just a little more regimented or disciplined, then our bodies would be able to just be fine and get through life without ever breaking or being hurt. And Ash Wednesday kind of brings you to that stunning end of your own abilities, that yes, we absolutely do have the ability to impact our lives and our bodies and people around us, absolutely. But there is an end to our choices. We cannot, at the end of the day, choose to live forever. I think of, I have my 18-month-old son, and when my husband and I decided that we wanted to try having a child, it took us, I think, like 4 or 5 months to conceive him, which in the grand scheme of things is not that long. But I remember just how strange that wilderness felt for both of us when we realized we have come to the end of our ability to control what is happening in our bodies right now, especially for me as the person carrying the pregnancy in that situation. There's only so much control that you have, and you can't force your body to conceive. You know, you can do all the different things that help. And I think that's, again, that Ash Wednesday message of, can you surrender the illusion of control that you have over your life? And, you know, we're talking about that illusion comes in so many ways, in parenting, and, you know, how we view ourselves and our bodies and how we view others. But can you surrender that illusion of control and remember that you are dust with breath, and be okay with that?
Will you hit us up with a prayer before we go?
Sure. Let's pray. Oh, God of ashes and God of breath, we in this day sit in our bodies that you have created, that you have called good, that you have breathed life into, not just once, but again and again and again. And we remember in this moment that we are created by you. We are created by you to be just who we are, just as we are, finite, out of control, sometimes messing up beings. And in this space, we acknowledge that imperfection can be messy, and that we cause harm when we don't want to cause harm. We cause harm sometimes when we want to cause harm, by our mistakes, by our lack of actions, by our lack of awareness, by our living in systems that have been created to do harm and to oppress. And so, God, we lift up to you all of that mess, knowing and trusting that you see that, and that you still love us, and that you still love our world, that your breath still moves among us, bringing us into the space where you are creating anew and afresh in us every day. And so as we breathe this day, help that breath be you. Help that breath be creating in us pockets of grace and mercy and love for ourselves and for those that we encounter, for those whose faces and names we may never see, and yet who we are connected to through this beautiful planet that you have created. We pray all this, God, trusting that as we are enough. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks. This was fun.